Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you, saints and friends. Once again, we come to you from the Love of Jesus Church of God, located in High Point, North Carolina. And tonight, we're broadcasting from Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm down here on an assignment, but that's not going to stop us from getting the word to you. Amen. We thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for all that God has done for us. God has been so good to us, man. God has protected us. God protected me over the dangerous highways. It was almost a 12-hour drive getting here. And I just thank God for his protection. And we just continue to give God the praise for all that he's done. God has shown himself worthy of our praise. And God, you know, God don't need us. We need God. And we should do all that we can to give the one that loved us, even before we loved ourselves, we should give him all of the praise. So, saints, friends, brothers and sisters, I ask you, like I normally do, is to get your King James Version Bible and come back, and we're going to get into the Word of God and hopefully give God the glory while he enlightens us through his Word. Heavenly Father, we come as humble servants. We are so thankful for your presence tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you're omniscient, you're omnipotent, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you know all things, you're everywhere at the same time. And oh God, we thank you for what you have been to us all throughout our life. There's some of us that's way up in our 60s or 70s. And oh God, I want to thank you for bringing us this far. So, oh Father, as we come to you tonight, we surrender ourselves. We ask you to use us, oh God, that we might speak your word. And then I ask you that those that are out there, oh Father, would you prepare them, oh God, to hear what thus says the Lord. And Lord, I thank you for my wife and my children there in North Carolina. You know, God has given us 9 children, and 2 of them are grown, and they're on their own, and we still have 7 of them to raise in the Word of God. So, oh God, we thank you for how you have enabled us to provide for them. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Now, I'm going to give you this number, and you can call in this number. Evidently, there's a problem with the call-in portion. But we're going to go on, and I want you to turn your Bibles. You know, first of all, you know, all across our land and around the world, thousands of people march into a church on Sunday. Sometimes they even have church on Wednesday or Friday, what have you. And supposedly the reason is to worship God in a way that honors and pleases him. Now, you know, this is what God gave me. He said, how many accomplish this? How many people go there to worship God. Now, the question that I have for you tonight is God pleased with our praise? Is God pleased with our praise? And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Saint? Friends, brothers and sisters, it's about God being pleased. See, a lot of times we've got away from the Bible. Some churches you go into, the people in the congregation don't even open their Bible. They're sitting there listening to a man talk or yell or scream or shout for an hour and haven't read behind them in their Bible. Now, saints and friends, you know if you go to school and the teacher tells you to open your book, science book, math book, whatever, to chapter 6, and you're just sitting there with your Bible or with your book, you're not following along with the teachers, you know what's going to happen? Chance, you're going to fail. Now, the same thing happens in the congregation. When you sit there without your Bible, you're not following along with the preacher. He could tell you anything. You're not following along. You could fail. And it's a way bigger thing to fail with God than to fail out of school. That's a big thing, too. We don't want to fail out of school. But it's a way bigger thing to fail with God. Now, please, without praise. Now, see, first thing, we got to find out how is God pleased? See, a lot of times we go about trying to please people. We don't know what they'll want. Just like some husbands don't know what their wife likes, but they just bring her something on Mother's Day or birthday, thinking that's going to be good enough. If you listen, brother, she's told you on several occasions exactly what she likes. It might just be you cooking her a dinner or taking her out to eat or buying her some little trinket. She's told you. Sometimes we don't listen. And the same thing happens with God. We don't even study to find out what God wants. God, the way that we know how to please God through His Word. It's the only way that you know how to please God. We've never seen God. Only way that we know how God operates is through His Word. He tells us explicitly what pleases Him. Now, turn your Bible to 1 Chronicles in chapter 13. And we kind of got to get through this because there's only 20 minutes left. But I'm going to start reading in 1 Chronicles in chapter 13. 1 Chronicles is in the Old Testament in chapter 13. Then David consulted with the captains of the thousands and hundreds with every leader. And David said unto the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad, brethren everywhere, that are left in the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests, the Levites, which are in the cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us, that they might come and listen. That's what David's saying. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquire not at it in the days of Saul. Isn't that something? The ark, which represented, let me ask you this, what was the ark of God, and what purpose did it have? What purpose did it serve, the ark? It was just something that was made out of wood, carved. And, you know, some people might say that ain't nothing. But God, it was a very important symbol to the people from God. It was a symbol of God's presence. And it was a place where God would meet with Moses. And above all, it was a symbol, God among his people. Isn't that something? Just an ark. But that was a symbol of the presence of God. Now, the ark has been captured by another nation. And can you imagine? And this is what we do too. It's not like the ark has been captured. We go to church Sunday, sometime Wednesday, Friday, and God isn't even there. He's not there because our worship is not to please him. Our worship is to look good to somebody else and to please ourselves with the shouting and the dancing and the speaking in the tongues and all that. That's for us. What is God getting out of that? God wants us to please him, and not grudgingly. We just ought to want to please God. If somebody saves your life, don't you think you should go to that person and say, look, thank you so much. Is there anything that I can do for you? And that's what God did for us. God saved us when we were drowning in our sins. How did he do that? He sent his only son, Jesus, hallelujah, to die on the cross for me and you. So we should give back God. Now, this ark was so important that in 2 Samuel chapter 6, they were transporting the ark somewhere. David had a lot of, his servants, and Uzziah was one of them. But it was told to them that nobody can touch this ark but the priests and the Levites. No one else, not the king, nothing, nobody. This was God's word. And as they were going over a rocky place, the ark looked unstable, like it was going to fall. Uzziah just reached out and touched the ark just to study it. And the Bible says that God smote him right there. He killed him. Why? Not because he's an evil God. Because he told David and his servants, that's one thing that you don't do. You don't touch the holy things of God. The only one that can touch is, I'm going to read that to you. The only one that can touch it is the Levites and the priests. In verse 2 Samuel chapter 6, in verse 6, I'll start reading from there. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzziah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. They were going over an uneven place, and the oxen that were carrying it, walking with it, they shook it. So Uzziah reached out his hand, put forth his hand to the ark. And verse 7 says, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzziah, and God smote him there for this error. It was just an error. But because of God's word, grace hadn't yet come on the scene yet. So when we sinned against God, that was it. But God sent us a propitiation for our sins, which was Jesus Christ. So he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzziah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzziah unto this day. Now, that I'm just showing you how important God's word was. If God said it, to be done. If he said you can't touch it, then you don't touch it. And turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, because we've gotten so loose with what we're doing, and our we say we praise in God, and we live in like the world. Now I know a lot of people don't want to hear that how they're living is not in accordance with God's word, but that's okay. That's okay. God has me here to tell you. Now, you can take it or leave it, but it's just like in Ezekiel, if the watchman doesn't blow the horn and the enemy comes in and kills you with the sword, then your blood is on my hand. But if the watchman blows the horn and you choose not to listen, then it's yours. Now, the Bible says this is in 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. Because God says, he says, chapter 6 and verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Nowadays, we're trying to do anything that the world is doing. And we have no problem with it. And if anybody tell you about it, you get mad with them. Sometimes you see people, they're scantily clad, they're dressed in bikinis and all this, showing all of their body. And then when they get out there and get pregnant, whose fault is it? You have to advertise in yourself. God wants you to keep yourself covered, sisters, brothers. I ain't just talking about sisters, because brothers out there showing their arms and legs, that's not holy under God. I know you might say, oh, I'm hot. Well, you can make an excuse you want to. But God don't want you. The only one that should see your nakedness is your spouse. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Be not only equally yoked together with unbelievers, because the unbeliever is going to tell you there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with me wearing a bikini. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, but what about that brother that could be looking on at you lusting? And then what's your response? Well, that's his problem. No. Because you're causing people to sin by showing what you ought not to show. And sometimes it's just to get some compliments. Now, he says, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? What concord has Christ with Belial, meaning the devil? And part has he that believeth with an infidel. Now, drop down to verse 17. The Bible says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. See, nobody wants to be separate. We want to walk hand in hand with the world. But don't you know, saints, friends, if we're trying to get into a place called heaven, the world is not going to that place. And if you attach to the world, guess what? You can't go either. I don't care who you say you've accepted into your life. If you walking hand in hand with the world, you walking like them, talking like them, dressing like them, you are not going either. So God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, I'll receive you. And he said, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, shall, says the Lord Almighty. Now, you know, the question was, is God pleased? Don't you know that God wants us to live a certain way? God wants us to live a certain way so that the world can see a difference. If we're dressing and talking and acting like the world can't see a difference. How do they know the way that they're supposed to go unless we show them? But now, church, world, walking hand in hand. So we it's like we don't even care about what God has said or what God thinks or even what pleases God. Amen? God, that doesn't please God. When we acting like the world, even Jesus said over in Matthew in chapter 7, Jesus said, let me go to that right quick. Follow me in your Bibles. That's how we have so much sin in the church nowadays because we're not following along. We just going to church. We sit there and hoot and holler for an hour and a half, and we get out of there, and we live in the same way. God's not pleased with that. God wants a change. But first of all, we who call ourselves the church to be a change. Amen? So, we want to make sure that we're doing those things that are pleasing God. In verse 22 of chapter 7 of Matthew 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And there's a lot of people out there that are just saying it. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, many shall say it, will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. We can say all this to the Lord. And Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. You might have been in the church, hooping and hollering and doing what you wanted to do, but I never knew you. Then he said, depart from me, you that work iniquity. Amen. So let's, saints and friends, brothers and sisters, let's try to do the thing that pleases God. Stop getting so attached to the world. The world is going to have their reward, and that's supposedly why we came to Jesus, because we know that the wages of sin was death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord. Amen? So we're going to have to close it out here. And I do want to give you an opportunity to donate or tithe to the Love of Jesus Church of God at yahoo.com and do it by PayPal. The Love of Jesus Church of God at yahoo.com. And do it by PayPal. And God bless you. Amen. Thank you for all of y'all that have joined us tonight, broadcasting from down here in Florida. And we pray that you have been enlightened in a small way. We give God the praise. We're going to go out in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you as humble servants. We're so thankful for all that you've done. Oh, God, you've been so good, better than we've been to ourselves, oh, God, and we want to thank you for this day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, oh, God, that you've kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. You have blood running warm in our veins. Oh, God, we can walk and talk. We can see and hear, oh, God. So we want to thank you for all of your blessings. You are allowing us to have a job and to provide for our family. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless all those that have heard your word tonight. Pray that it didn't fall on deaf ears, oh, God, but that they, if they're not doing it, that they might make a change to do the things that pleases you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you. And we give your name all the praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.